All right, Hour 3, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Adrian Gray joining us now, Parler brand voice and host of A Daily Pop. Welcome, Adrian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. We have seen a lot here lately of Rosie O'Donnell moving to Ireland, which, by the way, even President Trump has celebrated along with a lot of other individuals. But I don't think we've seen the last of Rosie, by the way.
Yes, exactly. She took to TikTok and she wanted to announce that she had officially moved to Ireland, which is a very interesting move. Does she know that Trump has a beautiful golf course there? Perhaps we should remind her. It's a fabulous
good one.
Destination. You haven't been.
Good one. You know what? I hadn't thought about that. So that's a good one, by the way. And she probably does not realize that. You are probably correct.
We can always let her know. You know, this is the internet. She comes out in this TikTok video saying that she wants to lead a more private life, that she is secluded there in Ireland, but plugging her Substack, which, you know, Substack has been very interesting lately. We've seen Casey Anthony and Rosie O'Donnell plugging their Substacks online, and I think those are the two people that nobody wants to be paying a subscription for whatsoever.
Right.
And for somebody who has profited off Americans, I mean, she has made a ton of money. Mm-hmm. To go overseas and then, again, go for our wallets, it seems interesting. So she can abandon the American people, her party in particular,
true,
but still want to profit off of us. You know, and the interesting part of the conversation for me was this is how delusional it is. She's encouraging people in this video to protest and stand up for their rights. And we see this time and time again where celebrities want the American people to fight their battles.
I want to stop there for a moment because I'm glad you asked that, because that was one of the things I was going to lead into is the simple fact that by and large, there are a ton of Hollywood stars. It could be in music. I mean, I can go down the list, Adrian, where all these different quote unquote celebrities, most of them by, you know, being on the left, not all, but most of them are on the left, and some of them extremely, extremely vocal about things they don't like, trying to pump up everybody else, to your point a moment ago, so somebody else can go do their quote-unquote dirty work. I mean, it's like Rosie. She wants everybody to stand up for their rights, and yet she just abandoned everybody.
Exactly. And, you know, she has the money to actually be able to move internationally and stand out here and say, you know, subscribe to my Substack while the American people of her party are just sitting here and they're supposed to be energized by her stance.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
The one thing I've always been confused about, and I know I shouldn't be because Hollywood sort of breeds, if you would, these sorts of individuals. But it's always been amazing to me, Adrian, that, you know, are they just so brainwashed that they can't really understand reality and what's going on? Or is it because they live in this altered state of being an actor all the time that they don't understand reality? Because so many of them literally live in this place that's just not real. And what they expect from life and from government, by the way, isn't real. And then they try to force, and I'm using that term on purpose, they force their views on all of the folks that follow them.
Absolutely. I think it's a mixture of a few things, but mainly the point is a lot of these issues don't affect them and never will.
Oh, good point.
When they push a lot of these things financially, I mean, they have money to give, but I've always had the idea that they want to profit off of the American people. Mm-hmm. So they want to keep every majority and minority happy. But in reality, like, they don't actually care about everyone else. It feels like manipulation, but they are a little brainwashed, of course, because you can't be on the right in Hollywood because you'll never get a job.
True.
And whenever something does come out, you like a post on Instagram, the social media warriors come out and start blasting you and trying to cancel you. I mean, we've been seeing this forever. So, you know, it's an interesting thing, but I think it's all about campaigning on groups of people to try to put up this facade that they care about this, they care about that. But it's all about profit for them, whether
True.
They're in music or movies or whatever. They only care about that. I mean, honestly, when we saw the L.A. wildfires, that was the first time we've seen devastation actually hit celebrities.
Very good point. Very good point. No, and I agree with you, by the way, because you see this with their, you know, they will come out hardcore on some environmental stance mm-hmm. while climbing off of the private jet they just took to go wherever it was they went. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Some of them have more than one jet.
Yes, the carbon footprint. That's an incredible one because they're flying sometimes literally 3-4 flights a day.
Right.
You know, but telling everybody that they need to, you know, have an electric vehicle. But now they're against electric vehicles, okay?
Yeah, that's so right, because of Musk. That's right. That's right. go figure.
Exactly. It's just like following some sort of trail. It's a ping pong ball, you know, it keeps going back and forth. And that's how the truth is always revealed, that what do they actually stand for? And it's just what we don't stand for, right?
Yeah. No, you are right. And in fact, I call them some of the biggest hypocrites that are out there, because literally they'll be pointing their finger at you. There's three fingers, of course, pointing right back at them. They're accusing us of doing the very same thing that they're doing, only they're doing it abundantly more than we are.
Right. Right. And well, their narrative is that the Republicans are the billionaires,
right,
which is just, I mean, that is just so far from reality. When you talk about elite and you talk about the Hollywood elite, I mean, what are we saying here?
Yeah, no, you are 100% correct. They'll be the first person to tell us or anyone, by the way, that, oh, the home you live in is too big, its carbon footprint is too big, all while living in their 21,000-square-foot mansion.
Yeah,
and have several of, by the way.
Exactly. And if you don't think that Rosie's probably sitting in a million-dollar row home or mansion in Ireland, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real right now. She's not in a shack in Ireland.
You know what? You bring up a great point there as well. I think people think, okay, wait a minute, where's she actually moving to? And to your point, she's not living in some rustic old cabin off at the edge of the woods. You and I both know that's not the case at all.
Right. I would just love to know why she doesn't feel safe in America.
That's a good point.
She's preaching about how all of her rights are taken away. That's why she can't live here. I mean, you know,
you and I both know no rights have been taken away whatsoever.
No.
I just looked up too, by the way, she's got a net worth of around $80 million or so. So to your point, I highly doubt she's living in a shack in Ireland.
No, I mean, she probably has one of those like Irish wedding venues that she's living in. I mean, if we're being honest, but you know, I'm just so curious about the rights. And she did leave children here in America.
Okay, that one I didn't know. So you leave your kids here. How does that work?
Yeah, so I think she brought her 12-year-old with her, and then she did state in the video that she has, I believe, you know, children in their 20s that are in America, and she was talking about how she misses them so much.
Okay, what about their rights?
Listen, as a mom, you're not going to catch me moving internationally.
My point is, okay, I'm confused. Her rights, she can't do what she needs to do anymore because her rights have been violated, but I guess the kids are okay?
Yeah, I would love to know what she needs to do. You know, what does she need to do so bad that she can't do here, you know?
I get it. Okay, before I let you go, talk to us a little bit about the Daily Pop. What goes on there and what can folks see and so on?
So the Daily Pop is my daily pop culture show. We talk about it all. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in Hollywood. I also love to sprinkle in the First Family. You know, what is Melania wearing today? Probably a good outfit of the day. So I like to also, you know, basically keep it real with people and say, hey, look, we're consuming the entertainment, we're consuming the movies, but there's a way to take in the information, love it, appreciate it without signing on board with the celebrity activism. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay. All right. And where can we see that?
So I have a Daily Pop show on Play TV. I'm also active on Parler, so that's where you can find me.
Okay, awesome. You're welcome back anytime, by the way. Anything else comes up you want to talk about, Adrian, please let us know.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your day.